Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Bill was adopted by the National Assembly. And the question is, you know, so these bills are adopted and some people go, so what? How does it affect me? And that's the key question that's going to be asked this morning. This is after the Assembly adopted this particular bill. The legislation essentially seeks to tackle malicious electronic communication and will see South African facing jail terms for up to 3 years for inciting the causing of any damage to property, violence against anyone. So Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large at mybroadband.co.za. Jan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So it's an absolute pleasure as always. Always good getting your insights. Now, we start off with that last little bit that I mentioned there. South Africans could face jail time for provoking people to damage property, violence against anyone, etc. So let's talk around that.
Sure thing. So the cybercrime bill, it's quite a controversial bill. It used to be the cybercrime and cybersecurity bill, but they decided to drop the cybersecurity part of it and said that that'll be handled in a separate bill, probably for the best, because the previous one was really cumbersome and had a lot of concerning elements to it. But the new one isn't much better from my from the guys at Michelson's, from how they explain it. And, you know, while it does try to do certain admirable things, like dealing with things like, you know, hate speech online and bullying online and that sort of thing, and and also vindictive actions, stuff like revenge porn, you know, it tries to take a number of admirable steps to make those things, you know, very well-defined offenses so that perpetrators can be prosecuted. But unfortunately, it's still too broad. It basically criminalizes anybody that uses a computer or goes online.
In what way? Are you saying that the crimes as defined are too broad?
Right. And so what Michelson is saying is that, you know, they went through it and they thought it had been fixed, especially, you know, with all the changes that have been made, the protections for whistleblowers and investigative journalists, sort of being dealt with. But it's now basically made everyday things a crime. And so anybody who processes data uses a computer, you know, and now it's not just journalists and whistleblowers that need to look out, you know, based on what's in this bill. It's normal individuals, parents, banks, anybody. As it's written now, they'll commit many offences daily. It's challenging when you've got a bill that basically criminalizes everything. Then, you know, people don't worry about obeying the law.
Yeah, you see, the state currently might not abuse some of that, but you never know who's going to be taking over at some stage. And people, because it's broad, people could then pick and choose who they want to club with this legislation based on maybe, let's say, political leanings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the dangers are there.
Right. And you know, we've seen this with bills introduced in South Africa before, where the NPA, you know, on the one hand, you know, before the bill gets signed in, says, oh, no, you know, don't worry. We don't interpret the law that way. We're not going to use it to prosecute those cases. And then, you know, a couple of months down the line, they prosecute exactly the case that we were worried about.
Exactly. Well, it is worrying, to say the very, very least. But on the positive side, with the future of big data and business strategy and, you know, data theft and interference and dealing with that could obviously be very important and is necessary.
Right.
But at the same time, it's the interpretation that is so broad that is the problem. So Jan Vermeulen, thank you for your time. It is 8:30.